All right, so I am deathly afraid of standing up here in front of people. Oh, totally. Just started. That is kind of half the reason why I decided to do this, is to get over my fears of standing in front of people and talking about God, because I feel that's, you know, that's a huge thing that Jesus wants us to do, is get out there and talk to people about him and glorify him here on earth. So I think the greatest way to get rid of that fear is to talk in front of my own friends, my own family here with me today. So I've been reading this book, Each Day with Jesus. It's a daily thing throughout the year that just turn to the day that it is and read it. And December 14th, my birthday, I sat down at night and I read this, and it struck me pretty hard. It really just got me right back to where I was supposed to be with God, not completely forgetting about him and living without him each day. So here, I'm going to read this to you guys. Starting off with the title, Jesus, the Father's Special Emissary. Now, I found that interesting because, as far as I know, and as far as Tim knows, the word emissary is not used in the Bible. And I looked up the definition for it, and it said, a person sent on a special mission. Most of the time, it's a diplomatic representative, kind of like an ambassador, but not exactly. So, Hebrews 3:1 calls Jesus the apostle and high priest whom we confess. The Advent theme is that Jesus was the Father's apostle, sent to deliver a message. The message was, in a nutshell, this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17:3. The transmission of the message was at times difficult because of various obstacles and interferences. Inborn sin caused static. The disciples were slow learners, having comprehension problems, especially when Jesus spoke in parables. Along with their countrymen, they were caught up in a spirit of nationalism and interpreted Christ's rules as an earthly one. Right up to the ascension, they were still asking a question with political overtones. Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Acts 1:6. Yet for the most part, the message had come through, awaiting further clarification with the coming of the Holy Spirit. Peter's confession showed the true faith. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. On another occasion, the 12 joined Peter, their spokesman, in saying, you have the words of eternal life. John 6:68. Therefore, Jesus, shortly before his departure from the disciples, could say to the Father, I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you. John 17:8. His work done, he was ready to return to the Father. For Jesus, it was mission accomplished. But for us, the assignment still reads, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19. That's what that reads. And I just kind of wanted to comment on what this said to me. Really, I got the idea that it's not always our words that we need to be paying attention to when we talk about God or when we're thinking about God, but our actions. Most of our actions. Because anybody, even a non-Christian, can go ahead, read the Bible, be inspired, and go and say something. And the next day, do whatever the heck they want. Do whatever they want, regardless of the consequences. That's not good. So, this inspired me to not only speak to you guys, but to put this into action, to get up here, get rid of my fears, and go all the way with God. Thank you.